from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Oh, look, the holidays are over. Or are they? Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew. No, they're not over. Don't say that.
That's right. February is the best month. If you can organise it, you should go travelling in February.
That's exactly right. And I've written this two-week itinerary, not so much for us, but because there's a lot of our overseas friends and family who say things to us like, oh, yeah, one day I'll come and visit New Zealand. And they kind of have the idea that they'll see it all in a week. I don't know if you have friends like that.
Yes.
But, I try and sort of say, yes, we are half the size of Great Britain or a quarter of the size of California, but you wouldn't try and see a quarter of California. Probably you would in a week, to be honest. So I've written this two-week itinerary just around the North Island. I mean, you know, for our overseas visitors, they'd think, what? But there, as you know, is so much to see. And even then, I've had to miss out some pearlers. And so
I apologise
in advance.
Okay. Well, look, first of all, are we doing this in a car? Are we staying at hotels or motels?
We're doing this in a car and you're just staying wherever you like. You can take a tent. So basically, it's all about where to go and what to do when you get there. So I haven't really covered the hotel-y part.
And where are we starting from?
We're going to start in Auckland, and don't just fly straight through and disappear up to Northland or the Coromandel. Stay a couple of nights in Auckland, and this is what our overseas visitors never do. Pop out to Waiheke Island and spend a day, hire scooters, go around, have lunch in a winery, do that sort of thing. And then, of course, they can hit the black sand beaches of Pihan, things like that that they wouldn't normally see. Then you've got a choice. You're either Northland or the Mandel. And I say that because I think if they're tourists and they're first-timers, then they're fairly similar in the sense of their beaches.
That's true.
But I say Northland.
And the distances are just extraordinary. You know, I was just north of Whangarei, and we thought, well, let's do a day trip down, you know, up to Cape Reinga.
Yeah.
So we went down to our crossroads just out of Hikarangi, and it said, turn right for Cape Reinga, 250 kilometres.
Yes.
Hello.
I have done it in a day, but actually I did a tour, which was fantastic. Picked us up at 7 in the morning, got us in at 6 p.m. Fish and chips on the bus on the way, 90-mile beach.
Mad.
Boogie board sand duning and things like that.
All right.
Swimming with dolphins, you've obviously got all of that up there. And people are looking at already their Easter breaks. And so I would suggest to people even from, you know, central North Island north, I mean, the Northland area, Bay of Islands, absolutely fantastic. Waitangi, you've got to go there. It's our birthplace. It's, you know, all of that. So I've given my tips for that. And I've also put how long people should allow. So I'm going 3 to 4 days there. Then central North Island, I'm picking Rotorua for 2 to 3 days. You know, and the reason I say stay that long, you might say, oh, you could do one day, one night, and Rotorua's enough. But if you're driving, you've spent most of the day before getting there, you get time to check into wherever you're going to stay, have dinner, and you're checking out the next morning for breakfast to head to Taupo.
Yeah.
So a couple of days there, and obviously this is our geothermal hotspot, and this is where we're going to get fantastic Maori culture. And I have actually suggested a couple of places to stay there from high-end luxury lodges.
But also get onto the internet, because Rotorua hotels do deals all over the place. My brother's just been down there, $120 for a four-star hotel room. Not bad.
Yeah, and you can. I love their Eat Street, and they've got just so much to offer there, you know, and all the action and activities that kids will love. East Coast, so this is your Coromandel Peninsula. Drive down to Mount Maunganui, maybe stay in Whitianga, stay in Whangamata, one of those places. Go to Hot Water Beach at Hāhei. These are all quite new to me. I never sort of had discovered these, having grown up in Hawke's Bay, which is appalling. But when you have a family batch, you go there every summer and you don't explore.
Yeah.
So that's another reason. Then heading down through Hawke's Bay, of course I had to put my old stomping ground in there, a couple of nights, maybe two or three if you like wineries or you want to go to Cape Kidnappers and that kind of thing. See the gannets. You've got Napier, you've got the Art Deco, you've got the best farmer's market in New Zealand, or at least it is the oldest. I say it's still the best.
And go into the backcountry and go to the wineries, like Sacred Hill, beautiful, right? And what a drive.
Yeah, exactly. You could do Havelock North wineries alone, or you could do Napier wineries, or you could do the Hawke's Bay Trail. In fact, they've got their wine weekend coming up, I believe, over Waitangi weekend. Mm. And then, of course, Wellington. So you finish off there, and I'm saying allow at least 3 days in Wellington. There is so much, obviously, to see and do there. And brunching and lunching, I've suggested places to do that. Obviously, if one can get to a game, be it at Westpac Stadium or up here at Eden Park, then that would be essential for our first-time visitors to New Zealand, I would say. Imagine if they were there at the cricket yesterday.
Yeah.
What they would think of that ambience. It was awesome.
It was a lovely thing. I've actually put the link to your blog on my Facebook page, Andrew Dickens ZB, all in one word, facebook.com/AndrewDickensZB. And it's lovely that you are saying, in places like Wellington, you know, there's a lot of people who don't go there as a holiday, and it is just the best.
It is fantastic. You know,
3 days easy.
On a sunny day, the harbour just twinkles. It's wonderful down there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
South coast and all the beaches and everything. Megan, it's lovely to have you back on board. Have you got a big overseas trip planned?
Yeah, Chicago, New York, Cayman Islands and Cuba I'm working on at the moment.
Oh, God, I hate you in so many ways.
Thank you.
Megan Singleton, bloggeratlarge.com is her blog site.